the rest of the story. Matchmakers, romantic go-betweens, who comes to mind? Oh, of course, Dolly Levi. They made a musical for her. Remember Hello, Dolly? Then there's Yente, another musical, Fiddler on the Roof. Famous matchmakers. Then there's Al. Al who, you say? Well, Al was a matchmaker on a Coast Guard cargo ship during World War II. A romantic matchmaker, and if you don't immediately associate his name with the game, that's because you don't yet know the rest of the story. During World War II, Al's initial occupation was cook on a Coast Guard cargo ship. What you're about to hear is how Al made a midwater transition from mashed potatoes to matchmaking. There were 250 men on Al's ship. That's 750 meals a day. Naturally, there were many cooks on board, but even so, Al found himself working long, hard, constant hours. Al was up and preparing breakfast at 6 in the morning. By the time the men had eaten, he was already preparing their lunch, and by the time they'd finished their lunch, Al was working on dinner. Now, this busy schedule did not leave much spare time, but during whatever spare time Al did have, he wrote letters to friends on shore, hundreds of letters. In fact, his correspondence was so massive that every mail call, there were at least 30, sometimes 40 letters for Al. Well, at first, Al's letter-hungry shipmates were jealous, but gradually it became apparent that Al simply had a knack for writing letters. Most of the crew members could charm their girlfriends in port, but they couldn't seem to reproduce the same effect on paper now that they were at sea. And so it was that several of Al's shipmates approached him one at a time asking for help, and that was the beginning of Al's Coast Guard career as a ghostwriter of love letters. A ghostwriter of love letters. After interviewing each man, Al would carefully compose an admiring note to the fellow's girlfriend, and the responses were spectacular, so Al's reputation grew. The increasing demand for his services eventually ate up his off-duty hours, and when those hours were no longer adequate, the other cooks offered to take over his duties in the galley. Well, Al didn't mind that at all. He discovered he'd much rather write than cook. So, Al finds himself now in the middle of the ocean, in the middle of World War II, spending nearly every waking hour writing love letters. One day the war was over. 30 years is standing between Al and his first, what you would call, important literary experience. And you will be happy to know that Al, the seafaring John Alden, eventually did indeed speak for himself. You do not remember this bespectacled gentleman as a cook or as a matchmaker, but you will remember one love letter that he wrote, because it was a love letter 688 pages long. For Alan had no real interest in writing until he became intimately involved with the lives and the loves of his fellow Coast Guardsmen. And then, when Al finally spoke for himself more than 30 years later, he spoke for a great many others as well, in a love letter to his ancestors, a love letter called Roots, which could only have been penned by the incomparable Al, Alex Haley. Now you know the rest of the story.